You know Chairman Alan Greenspan? He's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And every 6 months, he goes up to Congress and he has detailed testimony in somber tones about the state of the economy. And he usually starts out this way: "Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the House Banking Committee, thank you for your invitation for my testimony on the state of the economy. According to the available indicators to me at my disposal, I must say in summary fashion before I elaborate that the state of the economy is splendid, that it could scarcely be better. We have a restrained inflation, a declining unemployment rate. We have restraint on wages. We have growing corporate profits, substantial capital accumulation, a very robust and exuberant stock market, and a growing GDP every quarter." Those are their yardsticks. Let's look at our yardsticks. Let's look at the people's yardsticks about the economy. And let's rewrite. Let's rewrite his testimony for a few minutes. Let's assume I ghost wrote Alan Greenspan's testimony. Here we go. "Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the committee of the House Banking Committee, I am here to discuss the state of our economy. Recently, other available indicators have come to my attention. I have analyzed them, digested them, absorbed them, and now want to share my thoughts. But first, my regrets. I would like you to consider my previous testimony over the last 3 years that was based on another set of indicators. I would like you to consider that those testimonies inoperative. The state of the economy is not good. There are growing profits in the corporate world. The gross national product is increasing. The stock market keeps going up. But on the other hand, the recently available indicators that I've analyzed concludes the following: despite booming corporate profits and gross national product and stock market prices, a majority of workers in this country are making less money today, adjusted for inflation, than in 1979. In California, 25% of the children are growing up in poverty. Nationwide, it's 20%. I've been advised by my consultants that that is by far the highest in the Western world. That is seven times higher than many European countries. I also note that the minimum wage today is less inflation adjusted than it was in 1980, 1970. If it was adjusted, inflation adjusted, it would now be $7.60. I also want to note that Americans are working longer hours than they have in any recent decades per year, and less time for family and community. Many full-time family farmers can no longer make a living for their families in a market of giant buyer concentration and industrial agriculture. The public works that are supposed to service the people, from mass transit to drinking water systems to schools and clinics, bridges, are crumbling. The corporate welfare programs are booming, paid for largely by middle-class taxpayers and amounting to hundreds of billions of dollars per year. They continue to rise with government giveaways of taxpayer assets such as new medicines developed by the taxpayer, public forests, and minerals. By the way, Mr. Chairman, just as an aside, I would recommend that you institute legislation regarding the corporate welfare kings to avoid their increasing dependency on the public dole, to cut them off after 5 years. Affordable housing needs are at record levels, while secondary mortgage market companies are showing record profits. The number of Americans without health insurance grows every year. There have been 25 straight years of trade deficits, which means we're going into greater debt vis-a-vis other nations, exporting jobs, and consuming more than we're producing. The consumer debt is at an all-time high, a staggering $6.2 trillion. Personal bankruptcies are at a record level, and personal savings are dropping to such record lows, and personal assets are so low that Bill Gates' net worth is equal to the combined net worth of the poorest 120 million Americans, or 45% of the population. Mr. Chairman, I wish to let you pause for a few moments so you can share my deep concern for the deep decoupling of this economy of ours, where the top 1% of the wealthiest people have financial assets equal to the bottom 95% and have been reaping the elephant gains of this economy for themselves. Wealth inequality is greater than at any time since World War II, and despite annual declines in total business liability costs, business lobbyists are driving for more privileges and more immunities against the most innocent and harmed Americans in our midst. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Whereupon news reports report a chastened Chairman Greenspan, who immediately took a Valium pill, strode from the lectern, walked out with all his colleagues carrying briefcases to their limousines.